Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
What have you missed in the last 24 hours? What is trending? Well, I can tell you, Sultan, 22-year-old Indonesian student, he is trending. Now, he became a very wealthy person overnight, selling over 1,000 selfies as NFTs. Now, let's back the story right up. I can hear you thinking to yourself, what is an NFT? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I had no idea what it was up until about 6 months ago as well. It was all new. So an NFT is a non-fungible token. Now, a lot of you are still scratching your heads, as I was July last year. It's a unique digital token encrypted with an artist's signature, which verifies its ownership and authenticity and is permanently attached to the piece. Now, I know a few of you will still be scratching your heads, and I'm going to be honest, I don't think anyone really understands NFTs. To my knowledge, it's basically digital art that you pay for. So you own that piece of art. It doesn't stop people from downloading it. Doesn't stop people from posting it or using it. But technically, you own it. Don't ask me why you'd want to purchase something like that. But people are buying them left, right, and center. And they're not like $100. Some of these pieces are millions of dollars. So what happened? The story goes, Sultan, Indonesian student, he had been taking a selfie, obviously, of himself for 5 years as he was studying. Every single day, he would sit on this chair, take a quick photo, and then add it to his collection. And the idea was that after he had finished his degree, he was going to do a time lapse of every single picture to show how he had aged over the course of 5 years. He thought, oh yeah, it'd be a cool little idea. Then he found out about NFTs, and he thought, oh, I don't think anyone's going to buy a picture of myself. Like, why would, I'm literally just this random person. Why would anyone want to buy it? But you know what? I'm going to post it. I'm going to see if anyone wants to buy it. He set the opening bid very low. So he said, hey, look, you can buy one of my pictures for 0.2 cents. Very, very low. And he put all of them up there. Not thinking anything of it. He thought it'd be fine. And the next day he wakes up and someone had purchased one of them. It was a celebrity chef had snapped up one of his pictures and he thought, oh, that's awesome. The next day, because the celebrity chef had picked up one of his NFTs, all of a sudden everyone wanted one. And so they sold out. Now it costs just over $806 just for the cheapest one. He is now a millionaire. All he did was he took a few photos of himself over the course of 5 years, and they're only just slightly different. Same chair, same computer, same background. He sold them all off, over $1 million. It just blows my mind, and that is what's trending today. They asked him when interviewed by a journalist, they said, what are you going to do with this $1 million, you know? What are you going to do with it? And he said, oh, I've always wanted to open up my own animation studio. So I'm going to look at doing that in the next 12 months, which is fantastic. But that is what's trending. Maybe go home, take a selfie and upload it. Who knows? Some celebrity might buy it. You might be a millionaire overnight. Maybe. Don't like your chances, but who knows? Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. If you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.